The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. A warm welcome to all of you on this, the last weekend of spring break for many of us. Hope you're able to grab some rest and relaxation. Yesterday at this time, just picture where I was. I was going down jaw-dropping slides at Great Wolf Lodge. It was great. And we had a really good time of relaxation the last couple days. And but thankful to be back. We got back last night and thankful to be here with you. To kind of set the theme for today's worship service, we want to be thinking about second chances. Are you good with giving people second chances? You know, so if the restaurant messes up your meal, are you going back a second time? Or the airline goofs up your flight and you're stuck somewhere where you don't... Do you go back to that same airline? Sometimes we struggle with second chances. It's okay to admit that. But what we're going to discover today is that the church, with God's forgiveness he offers us, and then we share with others, this is a place of second chances, third chances. In fact, in one moment of Jesus' ministry, someone asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive my brother? And the thought was maybe three times. Jesus says, as many He says 7 times 70, but what Jesus was saying, as many as possible times we forgive, and what a powerful thing that is to forgive someone and release them and give them a second chance to shine and flourish and bloom in God's plan. We're going to hear that specifically with Peter in our worship service today. But I do just have some brief announcements to share. The first is that the newsletter is going to be out really soon. Before we publish that and send it out digitally via email, or the hard copies are going to be out in the narthex in the next couple of weeks, we wanted to collect people that would want to serve in specific roles in the month ahead before kind of putting that together, and then we'd have a bunch of holes. And so it's in a physical insert form. If you have a desire to usher in the month of April or serve as fellowship helper, just sign that form and place it into the offering plate or hand it to Dan. And once we collect those today and the next day, we'll then fill in the month ahead and we'll shoot out the newsletter to everyone. But the hope is to get all those spaces filled. Margaret, you got a question?
The usher on the 11 or 13th.
Right? Yep.
I told them
okay.
A few days ago.
Okay. So Margaret will do that. All right. So we got that. Can you just write it down just to make sure? Sorry. I just really want to make sure we got it. Sorry, Margaret. Yep. And hand that in. That'll nail it down. All right, the other item to share with the congregation is that we're continuing our midweek Lent opportunities this Wednesday at 5 o'clock with soup supper, and then 6 o'clock with a brief worship, hold an evening prayer. Actually, this week it's a prayer and hymn sing, so come and share in that. All the soups have been covered, so thank you for everyone that has participated and also brought soups. So there's no need to sign up for the soup suppers at this point. And then finally, the last item to share is that next Saturday is the cleanup day here at church. We have the Boy Scouts. They're coming to help spread the bark. But if you have an hour and a half, we really think we can knock it out, cleaning the inside of the church and also spreading the bark on the campus as well. We're going to gather here at 9 o'clock, and it shouldn't take any longer than an hour and a half, 2 hours. Ellen, you've got something important to share right now.
The month of April is going to be quite a party month for us. We're going to have quite a few changes from the normal routine. So I just wanted to go over it briefly. First, there's the first of the month, not too much change. It's still a potluck for fellowship. This is basically doing with fellowship. The only thing is we've got other opportunities for fellowship throughout the month. So maybe instead of the first of the month, you might like to do something, or you can do both. You might like to do something later in the month, or you can do it every time we have something in need for fellowship. So April 6th is kind of normal April, first of the month. Fellowship. But then on August 13th, we have a very special day, and April 13th, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We don't need to wait till August. We're going to celebrate a 100th birthday party. Yep. So the Guild has gotten together and are bringing some items for that. But there's also room for other people that want to bring something to help celebrate that. And if you have any questions about that, Peggy Kruger is the one that's leading that. She's not here today, but give her a call, send her a message. She'll get back to you. Anything you need to know about that, but that's going to be a fun time. And then the next Sunday's Easter. On Easter, we ask that everybody bring finger foods, not potluck type things, but just something you can pick up and stand around and, you know, a cookie or a small sandwich, something like that, that's easy to handle without having to have knives and forks and spoons and plates and all that kind of thing. Maybe just napkins, think appetizers, that type of thing. So that's a little bit different, but that's what we usually do on Easter because the kids are out doing their Easter egg hunts, and so we just have something inside for the adults to nibble on. Of course, the kids might make it into that area too. So Sally Stouter is in charge of that function, and so if you have any questions about what types of things to bring or anything you maybe can do to help with that, please call Sally and or see her today. She's here. And go over that with her.
Raise your hand, Sally. Sally's in the back for everyone to see. Yep. Right back
there. And then on April 27th, another different occasion than we have usually, is kind of the kickoff for our 75th anniversary. And Pastor Jack and Joy are going to be here. They will be talking during the Bible study time to us about their time here at Peace. And, you know, they were here for a lot of years, and a lot of the people here know them. Not all, because we have some new people, but it still will be interesting to hear about the history of the church and how it's changed from when they started doing it. And so we're going to, just to make it more festive for them, we're going to have another potluck. And that's on the 27th. So like I say, there's lots of opportunities there. If one day doesn't work for you, maybe another day will. I will post this on the board somewhere so that if you forget, and then there's probably going to be some stuff in the newsletter about it. But sometimes it hurts. It helps me just to hear it rather than read it and try and remember it. The other thing that I put at the bottom of this page is that we have a committee that's working on the 75th anniversary party. And anybody out there that likes to plan parties, you know, you're welcome to come and join us. We are having a meeting today during fellowship time in the fellowship hall, one of the classrooms back in the back. And then if later on you think, that kind of sounds like fun, maybe I will help out with that effort. So feel free to contact Pastor Holly, Molly, Janet, or me. That's the current committee members. So any of us that you see or know or want to, if you want to get involved, Pastor can direct you to the right people. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, Ellen. The big drive behind the April 27th is the 75th anniversary of Peace. Believe it or not, 75 years is what we're turning this year. And so having Pastor Jack and Joy here with us to to share memories and for us to share those as well is a great opportunity during the Bible study. So mark that on your calendar. All right, we're going to begin. Want to give a warm welcome to everyone, and once again, those tuning in with us as well online. God's peace be with you. We pray our service is a blessing to you today. We're going to begin with a special song, As the Deer.